Today is the 26th of March. Okay. Number one, life before the war. Can you tell us about your early life? For example, what did your parents do and how long they lived there? Where did you live? Where did you go to school? Did you mix with other Jews? And what Jewish life was like before the Nazis? So first of all, we'll start. Where were you born?
Leipzig. When? 6th of November 1915.
And did you go to school there?
Yes, in a Höhere Jüdische Schule.
That was after the primary school. Was that a Jewish primary school?
Yes.
A Jewish primary school. And you started at age?
6.
And then? So this was a secondary school you were at? Höhere Schule, you said?
Yes.
Okay. What did your parents do in Leipzig?
My parents had a butcher shop from 1912 till 1933.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yes, 2 brothers and 1 sister.
Older?
Yes, they're all older, all elder than I am.
What was Jewish life like? So you said your father went to shul, tell me about
that. Yes, yes. Just normal Jewish life before the Nazis came.
Mm-hmm. Were you quite Orthodox?
Yes. Because it was a kosher butcher shop. Yes.
All your friends were Jewish?
Yes, most of them.
And where did your parents come from originally?
My father came from Poland and my mother Germany, Katowice. I left Germany end of October 1938 together with a good friend to Switzerland, Zurich.
How did you get there?
With the aeroplane.
From?
From Leipzig to Zurich. There was a stop in between and so that's
what. Well, how was the stop? What happened?
Yes, we went with the aeroplane first to Stuttgart and then by train to Zurich, Switzerland.
What did you do in between? You said you left school at 1933. What did you do in between those years?
Yes, I was staying with my older brother and his family. And help there in the household.
And your parents?
My parents, they went back to Poland because there was a house where they could live in.
And the Germans made them leave? They had to leave Germany?
They didn't have to leave, but there was no, because the butcher shop was closed, so had no more
income.
So they went to Poland because there was a family building where they could live without paying any much rent.
What did you do in Switzerland?
I only stayed in Switzerland for a year and we were unterhalten by the Jewish community in Zurich.
The Jewish community supported you in Switzerland?
Yes.
And why did you leave Switzerland?
Well, I had to leave because the Swiss didn't want to have any immigrants. We had to leave. They made us, so we couldn't stay there.
What year was that?
This was from 1938 to 1939, 1 year.
And where did you go after Switzerland?
After Switzerland, I went to Great Britain, London first. First to London and later to Glasgow. In London, you were only allowed to do domestic work.
We want to talk about a little bit of your life before the war. First of all, when you were born and where you grew up till your early teens.
Ran a kosher butcher shop. And this kosher butcher shop till 1933, when the Nazis came to power. The shop had to be closed. My parents had relatives in Poland, where my father came from originally.
What was the name called, the place?
They lived in a small village near Krakow called Alvernia. There, this was owned by the family, and there they had to pay no rent. This was very convenient for them because they had no
income.
They had no income. I stayed in Leipzig and stayed with my eldest brother and his family. Because I stayed in Leipzig, I had a good friend there, and I had no intention to go to Poland because I couldn't speak the language and I was used to stay I wanted to stay in Leipzig because of this good friend. I started with 6 in a higher Jewish gymnasium.
And it was a Jewish school right through to higher's. From 6 till 17, or how?
17, yes. Yes. Till also, because the Jewish school was also closed 1933, because the Nazis didn't allow a Jewish school, and I had to leave. And then I helped in my parents' butcher shop, also until it was closed. And as I say, I stayed with my elder brother and his family.
Right. What did your brother do for it?
Fair business.
And that wasn't closed yet?
No. And until the Nazis came, I helped in my father's butcher shop.
And when that closed?
When this closed, I stayed with my elder brother. They had 2 small children, and I helped in the household.
So when did you leave Germany? Tell us about that.
I left Germany end of 1938, together with a very good friend.
And he had connections in Switzerland, that's why you went there, is that right?
Yes, connections.
Family? What age were you then?
23.
And how did you leave? Did you walk or did you get a train?
No, we left by train. Ich habe zuerst Flugzeug gesucht und die ganze Geschichte.
All right, but you flew first of all to Stuttgart and then...
And the rest of the journey to Zürich by train. In Switzerland we were also by the Jewish community unterstützt, wie sagt man?
Helped you there, the Jewish...
We helped, yes. But
in Zürich?
In Zürich. But in Switzerland, the, wie sagt man es, to try to leave the country.
The Swiss government didn't want
Yeah, government, Jews that's right, right, yes. Yes, because they had too many immigrants in the small country, they also wanted to leave you, you should leave the country again. This was only for a short stay in Switzerland, and they wanted you to leave the country. So I had a brother in London, and there had the Erlaubnis oder ein Visa to Great Britain or London.
So you stayed with your brother all the time?
No, I had a shop with a family to work as a domestic help. This Mrs. Du Bois here. What happened to
the rest of the family?
The rest of the family. Well, the parents went to Poland. My elder brother to London, and the other brother to, as a time called Palestine.
And you never saw your parents again?
No, not when the war started, no.
So they presumably perished in Auschwitz, yeah, that's you would think, right?
Yes. This was 1944, shortly before the war ended. I stayed with my brother and family.
So where did you land? You came to London. Did you go to somebody's house?
Yes, because at the time my brother was, when his family was staying in London, so I was first stopped in London. But I had to start my job as a domestic help.
Whereabouts?
In London, Swiss Cottage.
And then?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, I had another job in London, in Golders Green, also in the household.
And after the household work?
Well, it was already the war on. Mm-hmm. And my elder brother stayed in Glasgow, and I joined the family in Glasgow.
Yeah, but before then, you did war work. Did you not work in a factory?
This was also in Glasgow.
What was it like during an air raid in London? Was it? What did you do if there was bombing?
Well, we went downstairs in the air raid shelter. It wasn't any real air raid shelter, it was just down the basement.
Right. You didn't go into a tube station?
No, no.
All right. So you then went to Glasgow?
Yes.
On holiday?
No, it was not. No, first holiday, and then I started war work in Glasgow.
What was that? What kind of work was that?
Or inspecting some tools and things like that.
What did you think of Scotland when you came?
Well, it was a very nice country, very friendly people, very friendly. Everybody wanted to help.
And not so much bombing as in London?
No, no. That's finished already. They had 2 heavy air raids by the Clyde, aber das dann war quiet.
Where did you live in Scotland with your brother when you arrived in Scotland?
Yeah, yeah.
How long?
Till I got married.
Okay, so you came to Scotland in 1944?
Yeah.
And were there other refugees there?
Yes, many from Austria and Germany. Yeah, alle refugees, okay. Ellie and Leo and, right. And
the Grubers.
Gruber and the Kaiser.
And Mrs. Lucas, you knew.
Yeah, that's
Mrs.
right.
All right. So you had quite a nice social life in Glasgow.
Yeah, yes.
When did you get married?
1945.
Where?
In Glasgow.
Was it South Portland Street?
Yeah, something like this.
In Janine's?
Janine's restaurant, yeah. Right. Haben sie eine Gruppe aufgestellt,
right.
Yeah.
Right, the Gruppe was there. All right. Who was the rabbi?
Richtig.
Rabbi Rubinstein. All right, 1945. Yeah. Okay. Family life in Scotland was okay.
Yeah.
You had your brother and sister-in-law and family.
Yeah, we were not.
Lots of German friends.
Friends, yes.
So you had a nice life there. Till 1958, you went back to Germany in 1958.
Yeah, 59 to Hamburg.
To Hamburg, right. Why did you come back to Germany?
In this case, my husband's brother was living there and he wanted to engage him or what, give him a job.
Right.
Daddy.
Mm-hmm. He had a chocolate factory and my father then went to help there. Right. Tell us a bit about your work in Glasgow. Just say you had to leave. What time did you have to leave the house? Did you get a bus? What number of the bus?
Sorry.
Right. So you left your brother's house. Where?
Glasgow Lomondside Avenue.
In Clarkston, right.
Glasgow Lomondside Avenue.
So what time would you leave the house?
Quite early.
7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning?
7:30.
To get a bus?
I get a bus to, yeah, to town.
Right, so you'd go to work. You think it was a tool company.
Yes.
But you don't know the name of it. That was all secret because
yes,
everything was blacked out.
Okay. Yes.
And you were in the storeroom sorting
yes,
out
that's right,
screws
yes.
And nails so, and things like that.
Yeah, good.
That's what you can remember. All right. When did you finish? What time would work finish?
When I got married in 1945.
All right, then you didn't work after that?
Didn't work after
no,
that.
Just
no.
Looked after your family. And were there lots of refugees there? Did you meet other people?
Yes, there were quite a few refugees otherwise from Germany and Austria. In Glasgow, I met my future husband.
Where?
I was introduced with a Jewish family in Glasgow. I was introduced to my future husband. Came from Berlin.
Once you were married, did you work again?
No.
No. You were a housewife in Glasgow?
Yes.
Till 1959?
Yes. And then we left for Germany again.
Mm-hmm. Why was that?
My husband's brother was staying in Hamburg and he had a small chocolate factory and my husband came, joined him there and helped him in the factory. And this was also his income.
Right, okay. And generally, your life's been quite peaceful?
Yes.
Quite,
yeah.
Quite a happy life after that.
Yeah,
bringing up the family?
Yeah,
children, grandchildren.